podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, this is DJ KQ. Are you questioning your friends? Don't worry, you aren't crazy. I'm here to tell you the cold truth here and now at Unfriend. Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. Hi, I'm super excited to be talking about this one. I recently just got my nails did. I'm pretty proud. Also, it has been so sunny lately. Like, look, listen, the Bay Area is always so freaking cold, at least in my experience living here, but it is super duper cold. And I cannot stand cold weather. Living in the valley, like literally in the middle of California, it is always hot. It's always like 96 or like 83 degrees. And, you know, experiencing like 53 degrees is a little bit overwhelming. And I feel like I got weather shock, to be honest. Okay, I hope everybody's doing really good today. That's all we're talking about. I'm so sorry. I'm so off track. But I just wanted to update because life is going so freaking well. And I have amazing news. We're going to be adding guests very soon. So I cannot wait. I cannot wait to start working on that. All right. So this is episode 5. And this one talks about something a little more personal, but not as personal. So this episode is going to be called X for a Reason. And if you have never heard of that song, it is by Summer Walker and it is one of my favorites. And I have to say that that song has a significant meaning. It is very specific about what it says. And in the title, you know what it means, X for a Reason. So here we're going to talk about what it's like to befriend your ex. I'm pretty sure, I'm not gonna say, because I don't know the exact percentage, but in a lot of these cases, it involves, sometimes it's women that tend to want to befriend their exes, in my personal, like, view, because I feel like women have such an emotional intelligence, and they are really well with working and with any type of relationship. And personally, like, stupid, it was so dumb, but I tried that. I tried to befriend one of my exes, and oh my god, it was a terrible idea. Not because we were, like, because we knew we couldn't be friends, but we just couldn't be friends. Like, if you guys haven't heard the movie by Tyler Perry, it was a Madea movie. It's called Diary of a Mad Black Woman. If you have never heard of that movie, it is about a woman who basically got into, basically her husband had an affair. And she devoted 16 years of her life with that man. And then one day he decides to completely shut her out. And in that movie, she finally was finding herself and also finding another man. And at the very end, this is a little bit of a spoiler, the man, her ex-husband, got shot in the back, which basically exiled his entire, like, both of his legs. So it made him paralyzed from the waist down. And she got her leg back. She got her revenge back. So if you guys haven't watched the movie, watch it. But she tries to befriend him at the end. Or he tries to befriend her at the end. And it never goes in their favor. It never ends up being this perfect friendship, bestie relationship. It will never go that way. Because you guys already have such chemistry. And if you guys were friends before, it's gonna be less hard. But if you guys literally knew each other for the fact that you guys wanted to be in a relationship with each other, I feel like there's no coming back to that. You know what I mean? Like, it's very rare to see, it's very, in my opinion, because I've never seen anyone, you know, cling so desperately to a relationship, hoping that they will go back into a relationship. But there is never a good factor because you guys are always not always with each other, but you guys were always with each other, which makes it even harder for you guys to just have a regular friendship. Because it consists of lovey-dovey, no more lovey-dovey, it's a lot harder, okay? Okay, let's get into it. So, like I always say, make sure to communicate with your partner, ex, ex-partner and let them know your boundaries. It's always important, especially if you guys were dating before. Always communicate with your ex-partner and let them know what and what is not okay. Like certain jokes, certain comments. If maybe their love language was touching, maybe there are some things that are not okay, like back hugs or just like a regular side hug is usually your starter. But yeah, always communicate with your ex-partner. Now it is important to tell you the four things, which I always say in all my episodes. So the four things are, how did we end up here? What are the red flags? Should you talk about it? And what is the takeaway? I'm so invested in this episode. You have no freaking idea. So how did we end up in this situation? Of course, you guys were dating. Obviously, things didn't work out. So you want to try being friends. Let me tell you why that is always not a great idea. Being friends with somebody who you've kissed, being friends with somebody who you've had a relationship with, you guys went out to dinner, you guys have announced to everybody you guys were dating, you let your parents know about him or them. It is a very slow process, because then people are going to ask what happened. People are going to ask, weren't you guys dating? People are going to ask certain questions. It's just a whole scramble of things that you have to announce to almost everybody, because you had a very monogamous relationship with that person. And so now everybody has to be updated about it. And the worst thing you could probably do is say to anybody, but we're gonna get back together. Don't give yourself false hope now. Don't put yourself in this situation, okay? Like, don't do that. So yes, how do we end up here is, you guys were dating. It doesn't matter how long you guys were dating. In fact, if it was shorter or too soon or a long time, you know, it's even worse. Like, it's like we're comparing for like 3 months of dating to like 2 years or maybe just like 1 year and a half. It is a lot to process. All right. So next, red flags. Oh, boy. So I just want to announce before I even get into the red flag, if you haven't properly healed from your relationship, like, even if you guys ended up breaking up in a healthy way, if you have not healed and then you want to be friends with your ex, you have not healed. Period, point blank. If you say that, we broke up, but we're still friends, you have not healed. You have not gotten over it. You're still stuck up. Because let me tell you, your ex will be the reason why you cannot get into a new relationship. Because then you're going to start thinking, oh, like, he did or she did or they did this. And if you really want to be friends on social media. Be friends on Instagram. Be friends on Snapchat. Like, y'all don't have to be real friends talking and doodling. No. It is, in my opinion, very unnecessary to be friends with somebody that you already had a connection with. Like, you guys have already tried being relationship. It's like you already tried that way. So what difference would it make if you tried the other way? Whether or not you guys were in a healthy or unhealthy relationship, you need to properly heal and you need to properly move on. Do not be stuck up on somebody who hopes to get back together with you. You are giving them hope and you don't want that. You just want to be friends. You're giving them hope. So you need to break it off. You need to break it off. There is nothing to succeed out of that. There was no point in being friends with him in the first place. You have to move on properly. Okay. Okay. So third is, should you talk about it? This is a little bit complicated. Personally, I would go to a friend that has experience in this, or not experience, but has been in a situation like this. But personally, me, I would just distance myself from that person until we had no connection at all. Like, of course, if I decided I wanted to befriend my ex, of course, I would keep it cool and casual. Don't tell them anything like important, because don't tell them anything that might benefit them. No. I would be like, cool, you know, I had class, you know, how was your day, you know, but I would just slowly but gradually disconnect with that person. Because the faster I can do that, which is of course for some people going to be very hard because you have grown to love this person, and it's going to be a little more complicated in some cases because maybe you have an emotional attachment issues. Maybe this person really helped you become a better communicator, a better healer. Maybe this person was your everything at certain times, which I understand. But the more you distance yourself, the more you make yourself unavailable to that person, the more you can heal healthy, the more you can heal fast and easy. It'll be a very complicated and confusing ride, but it is definitely going to be worth it at the end. You're going to be left a little bit confused, maybe a little delusional, because I know some people out there, you know, they get a little delusional, crying a lot in some cases. Sometimes you lose a little part of yourself, you know, but it's okay, because at the end you will find yourself, and you will find yourself in a better place. And you, when you're ready, of course, not when you're literally going through a really bad state of mind and you're depressed and you can't work, can't go to class. Don't start dating then. Mm-mm. You start dating when you're in a healthy mindset and you are ready. You are 100% ready. Do not go into a relationship where you are not ready. Because one thing I learned from that movie in Madea is don't let somebody else pay for what your ex did. Don't do it. And I know some people out there want to. I understand vengeance and revenge is something so sweet. It is so bittersweet. But to grow out of this culture of wanting to be evil, we have to heal properly, because some of us are very broken from other relationships. We have to heal properly. We have to grow out of this. Period. That's all I had to say. But if you need somebody to talk to, talk to somebody that you are close to or definitely was in a situation like this. Yeah. And if you need to write it in your journal, communicate yourself. You need to mirror yourself. You need to write down how you're feeling every single day. Because for me, I had to do that at certain times where I have to reflect a little bit in my little journal. Definitely do that, because it helps a lot. Trust me. What is the takeaway in this? Oh my gosh. Honestly, I would say the takeaway in this is definitely a better opportunity to heal. I always say that, but it's true. It is a better opportunity to find yourself again and to let this person go. I'm going to tell you, I'm no psychologist. I don't understand some of y'all, which is fine. It's fine to, you know, leave some things out. But one thing that I will always tell you, that it is okay to take time for yourself. It is okay to be alone. You don't always have to be in a relationship. You don't always have to be booed up and locked. Sometimes it's okay to be yourself and be by yourself, because you can find so many things out about yourself that you didn't even know when you're alone. It's crazy, but it's true. It's very, very true. And I hope that message gets out there, because it's important. Anyway, so at the end of the day, you know, everybody has their own decisions. Everybody's their own person. It's a free country. I'm not going to judge you for what you do, but I'm just going to judge your actions. Okay? Don't do any. If you truly want to move on personally, if you truly want to move on, do not waste your time. Do not entertain the situation that you're in with that person. You will end up in so many emotional situations. You will end up in so many emotional roller coasters. Like, you're doing that to yourself. You don't mean to, but you are. Try to be as nice as possible. It doesn't matter how old you are. I promise you, no matter what you do in this situation, it reflects. It's like a butterfly effect. Everything will come back, I promise. But that doesn't mean anything good or bad, but it just means what it means. But that's all I have to say. Hopefully all of you guys are in a good place right now. It's getting so bright outside. Everybody's seasonal depression is starting to move on. And if you know what that is, oh boy. Happy spring, y'all. Goodbye.